The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim, bismillahi rrahmani rrahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, once again we are back with this beautiful and amazing series called The Final Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we hope that through the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and through the blessings of His most exalted and celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, you are in the best of health. Summa Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. And together with that, we send peace and blessings upon His most exalted Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon His illustrious family and His blessed and noble companions Alayhim Ridwan. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's silsila and program, as in the past few days, we have been discussing various aspects related to the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are going to be discussing the final brick in the edifice of prophethood, who is none other than yours, mine, and our universal Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says very beautifully in his poetry, jaise sabka khuda ek hai waise hi, jaise sabka khuda ek hai waise hi, inka unka tumhara hamara nabi. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to be listening to this beautiful subject, and we are going to be inshallah azza wa jalla understanding how our beloved Nabi, the prophet of both the worlds sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. Inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to be reciting ayat of the holy and glorious Quran Pak, and we would be honored and privileged to listen to the blessed ahadith in relation to the finality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please stay with us until the end of today's program. For now, as per routine, we listen to the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. Thereafter, we listen to a kalam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has stated in a hadith, the person who recites Durood-e Pak 50 times upon me in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated, Kaabe ki badrud duja, tum pe karoro durood, Taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karoro durood, Aankh ata kijiye, isme ziya dijiye, Jalwa qareeb a gaya, tum pe karoro durood. Inshallah Zawajal, let's listen to a kalam, and after we return from the kalam, inshallah, we will be discussing the finality of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Stay tuned with us until the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba.
مرحبا
جان مصطفى
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفى
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفى
آمد مصطفى
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبى
مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
آل مصطفى
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفى
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا عید میلاد النبی ہے دل بڑا مسرور ہے 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 عید میلاد النبی
مرحبا 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 مرحبا
مرحبا.
اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے, اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے. ذرہ ذرہ سب جہاں کا نور سے معمور ہے.
مرحبا يا مصطفی مرحبا يا مصطفی
آمد سرکار سے ظلمت ہوئی کافور ہے. آمد سرکار سے ظلمت ہوئی کافور ہے. احمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا.
جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم. جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم. مسکراتی ہے بہاریں سب فضا پر نور ہے. شاہ کا میلاد ہو. تیرا آنگن نور تیرا گھر کا گھر سب نور ہے.
آئے مصطفیٰ مرحبا پیارے مصطفیٰ مرحبا ہر طرف صدا مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ مرحبا ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
مرحبا يا مصطفی مرحبا يا مصطفی مرحبا يا مصطفی
مرحبا يا مصطفی. غلام مصطفی اپنا تو دعوی ہے یہی. غلام مصطفی اپنا تو احمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا.
وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے. وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے آ گیا تار دیکھو عشق میں مخمور ہے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ثم الحمدللہ ما شاء اللہ. Dear viewers, we hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful kalam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us proximity and closeness to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tawfiq of implementation. Dear viewers, that may Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his auspicious and birth month, which is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Noor, and this month is showering its blessings throughout the globe. Alhamdulillah. In today's program, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be discussing the finality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers, without a shadow of doubt, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully summarizes the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Noor of Allah azza wa jalla, who came first, and as a seal of all the prophets alayhi salatu wa salam, as being the last Nabi and the last prophet of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. He says,
bazme aakhir ka shamma faro za hua, bazme aakhir ka shamma faro za hua, noor e اول کا جلوہ ہمارا نبی, نور اول کا جلوہ ہمارا نبی.
سمپل اردو, رائٹ؟ ماشاء اللہ. نور اول کا جلوہ ہمارا نبی. الحمدللہ رب العالمین ثم الحمدللہ. We thank Allah عز و جل for making us the slaves and servants of his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We are so fortunate, dear viewers, that we are the ummatis and followers of this great Nabi, who's walking, talking, eating, sleeping, drinking, yani all walks of life is a miracle. Subhanallah. He came for our guidance, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him the last and final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide mankind. Now this is proven from nassi qat'i, decisive textual stipulation. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has clarified this matter as him being the last messenger in these words. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin mir rijalikum walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man among you. Yes. Walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. He is the messenger of Allah azza wa jal and the last of all the prophets alayhi wa sallam. Wa khataman nabiyyin. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, when you open the commentary of this particular verse, this blessed verse is a nas'i qat'i. Nas'i qat'i, as I said, decisive textual stipulation on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. And its meaning is completely clear, such that it has no scope whatsoever of any sort of confusion as him being the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. So dear viewers of Madani channel, it is impossible for anyone in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or after him until the day of judgment to be given prophethood. Allahu Akbar. This belief is from the necessities of the religion. And the one who denies it or even has the slightest doubt in this as him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being the final prophet, is a disbeliever, apostate and accursed. Allahu Akbar. Other than this verse, dear viewers of Madinah channel, there are dozens of other verses of the Holy Quran Pak from various different aspects that support and prove that Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, if we reflect from the aspect of his messengership, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, then it is clear in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Allahu Akbar. He was sent as a messenger for all of mankind. He warns the entire universe of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the qualities of his messengership, dear viewers of Madinah channel. He brings out all the people from the darkness of disbelief into the light of Iman and faith. Subhanallah. He was sent as a mercy to all of the world. Allah Almighty took a covenant from all the prophets that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, they must believe in him. And not only believe in him, and also support him. Allahu Akbar. This can be found in a tafsir of Surah Ali Imran, dear viewers. There is no mention of believing in or supporting any other prophet after him. Every prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla came, they were told about the coming prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one spoke about any other prophet coming after him. Nor did the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself speak about any other messenger, any other Nabi or prophet coming after him. So the coming of previous prophets was mentioned, but there is no mention of any other prophet coming after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam confirmed the Torah and gave glad tidings of the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the shan and the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people about the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give any glad tidings of the arrival of any other prophet after him. Something to reflect upon, dear viewers of Madinah channel. If we reflect from another angle, from the aspect of religion, Allahu Akbar, then remember, dear viewers of Madinah channel, Allah Almighty made his religion complete. This is in Surah Ma'idah. As it will not be abrogated like previous religions, rather it will remain until the coming of the Day of Judgment, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, he was sent with guidance and the true religion, so that this religion will prevail over all other religions. This is the strength of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. If you reflect from the aspect of the Holy Quran Pak that was revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran confirms previous holy books, but did not confirm any other book that will be revealed after the Holy Quran Pak. From the Quran, we learn about the previous scriptures, but the Quran did not warn us or tell us or inform us of any other book coming after it. The Quran is guiding advice for the entire universe, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. The Quran is the means of guidance for the entire universe. Subhanallah. Finally, consider the following hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will mention, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. And this is a beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the similitude of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and me is like that of a person who built a marvelous and beautiful building. People will walk around it commenting, we have not seen a more excellent building than this, except for this one space. Yani there's one brick that's missing from this beautiful building. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so I am that final brick of that building. Allahu Akbar. Without me, that building is incomplete. Subhanallah. Bazm-e aakhir ka shamma faroza hua, noor-e awwal ka jalwa hamara nabi. Sabse ola wo ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo bala hamara nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, this is the blessings of being Muslims. Belief in the finality of prophethood, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet and there is no other prophet that would come after him is a foundational, fundamental belief of Islam. This is such a crucial belief that the denial of the finality of prophethood is in fact the denial of the Holy Quran. The denial of the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the denial of the consensus of the companions alayhim ridwan. Look at how deep this could go, dear viewers of Madini channel. The denial of the finality of the prophethood is actually the denial of the consensus of the scholars and the jurists and the pious predecessors of the entire Muslim Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Not believing in the finality of prophethood, Allahu Akbar, is the tantamount of declaring every single Muslim's belief from the time of Rasulullah to present day to be as a lie. That this was the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jalla has said in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulallahi wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bikulli shay'in 'alima.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. The Holy Prophet, Ya'ani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the father of any man among you. Yes. Walakin Rasulullahi wa khataman nabiyyin. He is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the last of all the prophets. Wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in 'alima, and Allah knows everything. The deniers of the finality of prophethood make up all kinds of baseless, false and deceptive interpretations in the meaning of the words khataman nabiyyin. Jiha. People will come up with different, various other reasons and meanings that could derive from what is Khataman Nabiyyin. The dear views of Madini channel, there are so many scholars who have written the tafasir and commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak who confirm at the end that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as this verse which we have recited clarifies the matter. It is clear evidence that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of reference, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and for us to earn barakah and blessings from these pious ulama and scholars of Islam, subhanallah, let's take for example one personality in Islam. Yet there are dozens and there are so many mufassireen who have written commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak. But for example, in the famous Tafsirul Lubab, في علوم الكتاب أبو حفص سراج الدين عمر بن علي حنبلي دمشقي رحمة الله تعالى عليه, who passed away in the year 775 Hijri. He says that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما said, no male offspring of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم reached adulthood. After quoting this, he writes, it has been said that the one after whom there is no prophet will be very kind to his ummah and will deeply wish for them to be guided. Allahu Akbar. After Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who is the most compassionate and merciful to the ummah is none other than our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which there is ample of proof, dear viewers of Madini channel. There are so many evidence in the Holy Quran Pak and in the blessed ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with regards to his affection, his muhabba, connection and love with his followers, it is proven from the Holy Quran Pak. He Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minin raufur rahim.
Subhanallah. Heavy upon him is your suffering. Subhanallah. He immensely desires your well-being, at most kind and merciful for the Muslims. at most kind, merciful for the Muslims. Focus on this Day of Yusuf Madani channel. Ra'ufur Rahim. Harisuna Alaikum. Allahu Akbar. He immensely desires your well-being, at most kind, merciful for the Muslims. This is proven from the Quran, how much he loves his ummatis and followers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us. May Allah bless those who are watching this program for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who are watching this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah bless you in this world as well as in the hereafter. We are about to listen to a Madani Pearl, inshallah. Let's listen to this Madani Pearl. And when we do return, we will continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سيدنا علامة عباس المالك رحمه الله said that I was present in a Mawlid gathering at Bayt al-Muqaddas. Now this happened on the night of the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. I saw that an elderly person was present in that gathering. He remained standing from the beginning till the end. Now when someone asked him the reason for standing throughout the whole gathering, he replied, I used to consider standing in respect whilst listening to the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very bad innovation. One day, I dreamt that I was present in a very large gathering and people were standing to welcome the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived, everyone welcomed him with great reverence and respect. However, I did not stand up. When I awoke, I saw that I was still sitting down. In this distress, a whole year passed, but I could not stand up. At the end, I made a vow that if Allah Almighty grants me cures from this illness, then I will stand in the gatherings of Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from beginning to the end. With the blessings of this vow, Allah Almighty cured me and granted me health. So it has now become my practice in fulfilling this vow that I remain standing throughout the whole Mawlid gathering from the beginning till the end. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just standing in the respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grants us so many good deeds. The Mawlid is close and we should all stand up and respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جی ہاں بزم آخر کا شمع فروزہ ہوا نور اول کا جلوہ ہمارا نبی. All these tafaseer that we have mentioned, dear viewers, including this tafsir written and composed by Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Umar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who passed away in the year 885 Hijri. He has written in his beautiful, beautiful masterpiece, subhanallah, he says, because the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all inclusive of the entire world, subhanallah. Follow, dear viewers, and his prophethood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accompanied by the i'jaz of the Holy Quran Pak, inimitability. Allahu Akbar. And furthermore, there is no need for another messenger or prophet to be sent after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, in other words, no prophet will be born after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what necessitated that no son of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the age of puberty. This is the only reason, dear viewers of Madani channel. Furthermore, because if coming of a Nabi or Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been decreed in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then for the honor and for the dignity of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have certainly been from the offspring of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was necessary. It was important. Allahu Akbar. But no, since there was no Nabi to come after him, therefore, dear viewers of Madani channel, the seal of being the akhri and the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla has been proven from the Holy Quran Pak. And likewise, many other scholars and commentators of the Holy Quran Pak have mentioned The very same statement the viewers of Madini Channel, or similar statements proving that he is the final messenger. There can never be any other Nabi after him. And the one who claims to be, as we mentioned earlier, is out of the fold of Islam. To the extent, even if the one who has a doubt in him being the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that would lead to kufr. May Allah save us, may Allah protect us. Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein. ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین سبحان اللہ So dear viewers of Madini channel The writer of Fathur Rahman سبحان اللہ A great personality who passed away in the year 927 Hijri He says خاتم النبیین means the last of the prophets علیہ السلام In other words the door of prophethood is closed forever And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no Nabi to come. Subhanallah. As far as Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is concerned, so he is one of the prophets who came to this world before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not come to preach his own sharia, but he will follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even during those times, dear viewers of Madini channel, he is coming as a ummati, and follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the ability and tawfiq to have our iman rechecked, our aqidah rechecked, for us to strengthen our belief in iman. Because to affirm that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, as I said earlier, is a fundamental belief of Islam, dear viewers. Subhanallah. After him, no any new Nabi or Rasul of any type has come, And nor can they ever come, dear viewers. Of course, near the day of judgment, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, as we just mentioned. But remember, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, despite having the ranks of already been given nubuwwat and risalat, he alayhi salam will not preach his sharia. Just as we mentioned, he will come as a follower, subhanallah. And this is the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Once again, This belief has been described in the Holy Quran and Pak in these words, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا Yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man among you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla and the last of all the prophets alayhim as-salam and Allah knows everything. This is the correct aqidah. Let's listen to some of the sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he is the last Nabi. Listen to these Mubarak and blessed sayings, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Subhanallah. He says, indeed, I am the last of all prophets and my masjid is the last masjid. Yani which has been constructed by a Nabi of Allah. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam partook in the construction of the actual Masjid al-Nabawi. Of course, the masjid of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we perform namaz and we attain coolness of being close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, I have been made superior to the blessed Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam by means of six things. Now listen to those six things by the means of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attained such maqam. Such exaltation, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. He says, I have been blessed with jama'i kalimat. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak all languages, dear viewers. He would understand the language of even those that came from abroad. Even those companions that were around the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not understand what the person has asked. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at time would converse in Suryani. And not only listen to what the teller has to say, but rather he would sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give the answers to the questions. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madini channel, he says, My awe has been instilled and thus I have been helped. In one narration he says, spoils of war have been made halal for me. This is from amongst the specialities. And the exclusivities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then in another narration he says, I have been sent to all the creations of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. In another narration, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, he says, prophethood has been ended through me. And this hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim, subhanallah. In another narration, which is in Tirmizi Sharif, strengthen your iman, increase your love for the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, indeed, Risalat and Nubuwwat have ended. So after me, there will be neither any Rasul nor any Nabi. So Risalat and Nubuwwat has ended with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bazmi akhir ka shamma faroza huwa noore awwal ka jalwa hamara Nabi subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini Channel, you open Ibn Majah, you will find, you open Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you will find narration, subhanallah, whereas the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has said thrice, I am Muhammad, I am Ummi Nabi, and there is no Nabi after me, subhanallah. Many, many narrations, dear viewers of Madini Channel, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith says, Ana khatamun nabiyyina wa la fakhra, that I am the last of all prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam, and I do not say it with pride. So this is the aqeedah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. May Allah azza wa jalla guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to follow in the teachings and the principles set by the jurists of Islam, by the consensus of the ulama and scholars of Islam. May we always adhere to the teachings of the ulamas of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. Only a fool will fool himself and fall into the traps of the devil. For there are people who have lost their iman and aqidah because of debating on this matter, which is, of course, contrary to the teachings of the Qur'an Pak. If the Qur'an Pak have declared him as Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then there are people out there who through the waswasas of shaitan do not believe in this or have any sort of iman or aqidah that there will be another prophet to come after Rasulullah Sallam, closer to the day of judgment, aside from Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we have said, he will come as a ummati and follower. It's actually, dear viewers of Madini Channel, the tricks of the devil. May Allah protect us from such fitna. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from such tricks of the shaitan who interferes with the iman of the people, dear viewers. Now, as we said earlier, that this is from amongst the fundamental teachings and basis of one's iman, that he should believe in the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for him to believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla has ended the chain of Nubuwwat and Risalat on Khatamun Nabiyyin, who is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither has any type of a Nabi or Rasul come, nor can any person come, and this will never ever happen, dear viewers. Anyone who claims is a liar, a person who denies his belief, who has even slight doubt in this, is out of the folds of Islam. Allahu Akbar. So, over and again, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we will hear these ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another beautiful hadith, which is in Tirmizi Sharif. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, certainly Risalat and Nubuwwat has come to an end. Now, after me, neither is any Rasul or any Nabi to come. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, let's listen to a beautiful parable which will enlighten us, enlighten our hearts, our iman, and give us some sort of inspiration, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to have this belief and have this iman. One day, a Bedouin, an Arabi, and usually these people would not know the actual respect of the darbar and the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were Bedouins who lived on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. So he presented himself in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar, this Bedouin had captured an iguana. He asked the people about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is he? The people around there had replied that he is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hearing this, the Bedouin came out to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I will believe in you when this iguana believes in your prophethood. Allahu Akbar. So basically, he wants the iguana to bear testimony that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, when he requested for this to happen, having said this, He placed the iguana in front of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called the iguana and it replied, Labbaik, in such a loud voice that all those that were present there heard the iguana conversing with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked it, O iguana, tell me, who am I? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, flip through the pages of history and you would learn that the ulama and scholars had informed us and the people around there had witnessed that the iguana responded loudly and said, you are the messenger of the Lord of all the world and you are the last of all the prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Whoever believes that you are truthful is successful. Kya baat hai? And whoever denies you is unsuccessful. Subhanallah. Upon seeing this, that Bedouin, jab isne ye dekha, Allahu Akbar, he wholeheartedly recited the kalima, Allahu Akbar. The viewers of Madani channel, even other creatures of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that have been created by the Almighty, bear testimony that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even Abu Jahl, as Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had stated in one of his Masnavi Sharif, subhanallah, that Abu Jahl had fetched or picked some pebbles in his hand and he came to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, can you tell me what's in my hand? If you claim to be the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you claim to be the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to Abu Jahl, who was one of the greatest enemies of Islam and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Abu Jahl, should I tell you what's in your fist or that in your palms would tell you who I am? Allah Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again, Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala in his beautiful Masnavi Sharif says, and then those pebbles which were in the fist of Abu Jahl had recited the kalima. And bear testimony that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, trees came and prostrated in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They had bear testimony by saying, Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that he is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. No new prophet will come after him. Even animals believe in the finality of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, in haqiqat, only the one who is a Muslim is successful. Who has this iman, so he is a Muslim. And if he is a Muslim, he is a pure mu'min. Then most definitely, dear viewers of Madani channel, that person is successful in this world, successful in the grave, and successful in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, follow in the footsteps of the pious predecessors, the Saliheen, who had set such beautiful examples and strengthened our iman and aqeedah, and for it never to be contaminated with any sort of mischief. As I said, remember that these are the things in which you always have to have your iman strong. You always have to have your yaqeen in. And never allow anything to shake that. Because if your iman is strengthened, you will remain and be a firm Muslim. And if there's any sort of contamination and weakness in one's faith and iman, then this causes a person to become very disrespectful and very bold when he speaks. Very blunt when he speaks about even his master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So be very much concerned, dear viewers of Madani channel, with whom we speak, with whom we communicate, and especially in regards to these types of actions and topics and discussions. Subhanallah. And this is from amongst the ahadith and narrations. Once again, dear viewers, we would love to present this just to make this aqidah even more concrete. That the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, O Ali, you have the same association with me which Sayyiduna Haruna alayhi salatu wasalam had with Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he says, but the fact is that there isn't any Nabi after me. Allahu Akbar. Look at how he brought Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu And he explained the qurb and the closeness and proximity, dear viewers of Madini Channel, with regards to this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us such closeness to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the companions alayhim ridwan had with him during his physical lifetime. We haven't seen him, but we love him. And this is our iman and our belief, dear viewers. Let's together recite and let's together praise the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What praises can we make, dear viewers, when the entire Quran of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that has been revealed upon him is in his favor. It is in the praises of the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. Let's get together and recite this. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated,
Sabse ola wala hamara nabi sabse bala wala hamara nabi sabse bala wala hamara nabi khalq se auliya auliya se rusul khalq se auliya auliya se rusul aur rasoolon se aala hamara nabi aur rasoolon se aala hamara nabi sabse aula wala hamara nabi dahal mein zaba tumhare liye badan mein ja tumhare liye hum نبی سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی.
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, every share and every couplet of this naat is amazing, subhanallah. So many messengers came before the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and every prophet that came given the glad tidings with regards to his blessed arrival, ki wo aane wale hain, ki wo aane wale hain, ji haan, ki wo aane wale hain. Every Nabi said this to his ummati. And then, subhanallah, in today's day, we are not saying he is about to come, we are saying he has already come. Every Nabi said he is to come, and we are saying he has already come. Allahu Akbar, it is the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, once again, a very important explanation with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The arrival of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the world again, of course, is a very clear discussion. And mashallah, is mauzu par kai martaba baatein hoti rehti hain Madini Channel pe, alhamdulillah, with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam coming back again in the world before the day of judgment. So this is not against the concept of Khatmun Nubuwwat, because he will come as a representative of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We are making this clear once again, dear viewers. He is coming as a representative of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he will issue the rulings according to the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend, he will issue orders according to the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he is the representative of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Moreover, he will be among the followers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and among the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So he desired to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he heard about the virtues and the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted his dua, and he will descend closer to the Day of Judgment. So Alhamdulillah, we have now completely come to the end of today's program and episode D of Yusuf Madani channel. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, before we get there once again, let's strengthen our Iman and Aqeedah, as we said before as well.
Jaise sab ka khuda hai, ek hai waise hi. Jaise sab ka khuda hai, ek hai waise hi. Inka unka tumhara hamara nabi. Inka unka tumhara hamara nabi. Sadat se aula wala hamara nabi. Sadat se baala wala hamara nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye. Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Sabse aula ho aala hamara nabi. Sabse baala ho aala hamara nabi.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have now completely come to the end of today's program, and Alhamdulillah, this was the series of silsilas that you were watching and you are watching. Alhamdulillah, every day we have a program on Madani channel in the month of Rabiul Noor, which is a special month, and every lover of the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam expresses his love through the happiness he exposes and he reveals in this month. That is the happiness and joy with regards to the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like how when someone's anniversary gets closer or someone's birthday gets closer, he expresses his happiness with his family. He plans that specific day. Allahu Akbar. So the lovers who are the true followers of the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam will plan the 12th of Rabi'un Noor. What gift can we give our Aqa? What can we present to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Subhanallah, someone can make tawbah never to commit any major sin ever again. Inshallah azawajalla, this is a beautiful tawbah and gift in the form of sincere repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A person can then make intention of following the sunnah. I make intention to follow the sunnah of using a miswak. Whilst others could maybe perhaps make the niyyah, an intention of wearing shoes, wearing clothes, drinking water, eating, sitting, drinking, talking, walking, moving. All these daily things that we do, which is part of our lives, dear viewers, try to inculcate the teachings and the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul slowly, one at a time, dear viewers, and become pabund, become habitual, and attain and gain steadfastness in this, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will most definitely be successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. So alhamdulillah, keep watching programs on Madani channel. We will now terminate reminding you the last and the final statement, which I do at the end of every program, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, and I remind you once again that this is our slogan and our mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet sallallahu